Hi, folks, and welcome back with another conversation on Ethicast. This time, we would like to provide you with an exclusive sneak peek at the trends and overall findings in the 2024 EY Global Integrity Report. So over the years, EY have put out the Global Integrity Report ready to help business and compliance leaders advance in their role through the sharing of exclusive data insights and detailed analysis and recommendations. Within these reports, EY outlines actions needed for organizations to prioritize their integrity agendas. So with that, I am pleased today to be speaking with Lee Van Jama, EY America's Forensic and Integrity Service Leader and EY Global Client Service Partner. Good to have you here, Lee Van.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So Lee Van, first off, I would like for you to just provide a brief intro and share a little bit more about your role at EY.
Absolutely. I have the honor and privilege to work with well over 2,200 professionals in our forensics and integrity practice around the globe, working and assisting our clients on very complex issues with respect to compliance obligations that are being met, investigations that need to be conducted, data that needs to be reviewed. So I have the privilege to work with fantastic professionals, forensic accountants, lawyers, compliance professionals, data analytics professionals, technology consultants across the board here at EY. So we have a very robust practice that spans the globe and working with many of our Fortune 100, 250, 500 clients, as well as medium-sized to smaller entities as well.
It certainly takes a village to get the job done.
Absolutely.
Completely understand. So, Lee Van, I want to jump directly into this year's Global Integrity Report, which will be released next month. The purpose of this interview is really for you to give us a sneak peek. So I would like, if at this point, if you can provide just a brief overview on what we can expect in this year's Global Integrity Report 2024.
Absolutely. It's a flagship report in terms of findings and surveys for us here at EY. We have over 53 countries participate, representatives across the globe, as well as well over 5,500 professionals apply and actually went through the survey and interacted with us in interviews for individuals that span many functions across enterprises, whether it's a legal counsel, compliance counsel, internal controls, internal audit, across the board, many professionals that are really focused on critical functions for their organization. So a very robust survey. And one of the things that really, you know, comes clear from the survey is in this environment where we went through a number of black swan events over the last few years, you know, COVID being top of mind, organizations very much focused on really thinking through and saying, you know what, how are we managing in this new world as a continuation of proliferation of AI has an impact in terms of compliance programs? How can we be more efficient? How can we collect the right data to be able to drive some insights across the board? And then the other key theme was really humans at the center, focusing really on integrity, culture. How do we build an environment tone at the top in terms of that? And so there are clear findings where while there's been progress by many organizations, still much work to do to being able to try to drive some of those areas of opportunities for improvement. And then another area that was also clearly coming out of the survey was folks' hunger and understanding of where we are in terms of our ESG journey, you know, really being at the crossroads in terms of regulations that have been adopted here in the United States, where I sit, as well as regulations that continue to move towards adoption and continue implementation across the globe, and really fitting and trying to think through both for commercial obligations and regulatory obligations commitments, be able to try to bridge and make sure that we're all collectively, both in the private sector as well as in the public sector, driving towards goals to really drive value across our planet. So all those themes were really interesting to see in terms of just the focus on human beings, the advancement of technology, and then of course, the focus on the environment and social governance issues as well.
Mm-hmm. And certainly our audience would rely on this report to help us in telling a complete story. So certainly looking forward to that in the future. Again, that would be released in May. One, just taking a step back. So I know in EY's previous report, which came out in 2022, almost half of respondents revealed that the events of the last few years have made it really difficult to act with integrity. Is that still the same? Did that trend upward?
Yeah, though we saw some improvements there in terms of folks making sure and saying, you know what, we've had some incremental areas of improvement, but there's still a theme of talking through and saying, you know what, we have so much more to improve. And this is where some of those challenges happen. You know, I think for many of us in the audience and our organizations can relate to the fact that when you have employees turnover, you have loss of knowledge management, not a real appreciation and documentation of what an individual does on a day-to-day basis to really meet their compliance obligations with their compliance professional. That has an impact, you know, and then also having a cultural dynamic where people feel comfortable in being able to raise issues and speak up. That was a theme that was also there in terms of employees feeling to have the need to being having some more reassurance that it's okay to speak up. And that was interesting in terms of feedback that came out of the survey. So a recognition that that's still a concern in being able to build that environment for a number of organizations, but also recognizing that in the turnover and flow, as I mentioned, we're all relying on each other in our organizations in terms of roles and functions. How do we build out processes that are much more automated? How do we build out processes that are much more documented, that allows there to be clear, you know, what I would call sort of end-to-end visibility on roles and responsibilities and who does what, when, where, and how. I think that's critically important and resonates again from the survey in terms of the challenge. And then the other area that's also challenging and came out is sort of the continued challenges with respect to third parties. You know, for many of our businesses, you know, we all collectively rely on third parties to provide a lot of support and functional services. And so that continues to be a pain point in terms of being able to manage those relationships, have visibility into those relationships, and have actionable insights in terms of being able to manage those third party risks going forward in terms of engagements. We all know we have to have and rely on third parties for critical functions, but it's clear from the survey, the focus is with more data, with more technology, with more advancements, there is a desire for more clarity in terms of transparency and who we engage with, not just the first line, but also downstream. Who are those vendors also relying on to provide those critical services as well?
Right. And the problem becomes not only just third parties, but fourth parties, fifth parties, and so on. So that's when it becomes a tangled web.
Yes, exactly. And it's clear from the survey, there's this desire. And I also think that there's also sometimes a bit of a gap, right? The art of the possible versus the art of the probable. You know, and a lot of times at EY, what we spend a lot of time advising our clients are on is really the focus on the art of the probable, the art of what's practical, and being able to collect the information in a much more meaningful way to provide some much more actionable insights and to eliminate a lot of the noise in the system that oftentimes paralyze many organizations. And so it's interesting to see some of those same themes in terms of actionable insights, folks wanting more in terms of the ability to have data that's meaningful. You know, to have data, great, but having a lot of it that's not meaningful, not so great, right? And so how do we distill that? Is a need that's clear from the survey as well.
For sure, you need data that is impactful, that resonates, and data that can help you just take your program to the next level. Speaking of the next level, and I know we're almost out of time, Lee Van, so do bear with me, I have to ask this question on AI. So what can we look forward to in terms of, you know, the what's happening on the AI front, especially in an ever-changing regulatory landscape?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, it's in the foremost of everyone's, forefront of everyone's mind. You know, and what you see right now in the globe is differing approaches, right? In EMEA, we see much more prescriptive regulations that are out there and frameworks to be able to drive and help companies have a better understanding, at least from a public perspective, what the expectations are in terms of safeguards around privacy issues, data, that really at the end of the day is you know, organizations are trying to figure out the balancing act. You know, and then in the United States, you have the Biden administration come out with their guidance that came out that sort of brought about a broad framework of principles and then flowing that down to each of the regulatory agencies across the United States. And then you have differing regimes within Asia-Pac as well. So what we're seeing right now is a coalescing and a thought process of thinking through how can we use AI to do many of the manual tasks that will allow our people to be liberated to focus on bigger issues. So that's the first level, what's going on right now, is that sort of, hey, can we triage, do those low-hanging fruit exercises? The next level then becomes, how do we use AI for augmentation in the context of very complicated thinking in terms of evaluating a risk framework and utilizing that in a much more meaningful way? So take, for example, in the area of sanction, right? There are lots of different approaches traditionally that has been taken in terms from a risk perspective and thinking through, hey, here are the sort of broad brushstrokes that we need to follow to make sure that we're not entering or having a pitfall as an organization. But now what's happening with respect to AI is to be able to say, you know what, we're taking your commercial data, the data that's sitting in with a number of the ERPs that help enable pricing, help enable evaluation of sales and marketing, and marrying that commercial data with the compliance data to say, are we seeing things that we should, are there things we are missing in terms of our blind spots? And I think that's where that next level is continuing to grow, to build out a much more, what I call sort of constellation of light in terms of being able to allow people to see much more from opaqueness to more crystal areas of linkages that I think is pretty exciting. So I see lots of different levels of maturity that's been going on in different sectors. And the survey clearly demonstrates a desire by compliance professionals to say, what are the rules of the road? How can I be better partners with my business? And then the exciting part of being able to drive more value to my commercial stakeholders in my organization to speed the time of decision-making and to also identify opportunities for new areas of commercial initiatives that I think has tremendous potential in deriving value.
Mm-hmm. And that means folks are on the right track. There's no one being left behind. They're all learning from each other. They're a community. So they're, you know, posing challenges and figuring out new ways to innovate when it comes to AI. So excited to go through that piece in the report. My final question to you, Liban, and we just have one more minute, but when we look back at the report and the findings, any surprising trends to you personally? Anything that compliance leaders should be aware of or anything of concern?
What is something that is, I think, important is in the context of the survey of people really having an understanding of certain known unknowns, saying, you know what? We know certain areas are areas that we need to layer in and more have more detail. But I think what is also surprising is that as we continue to go through this journey, the sort of the gap between what we have in terms of our policies and procedures and controls versus the outcomes that occur when there is a crisis and where there are issues that occur and you're trying to figure out sort of the augmentation of an individual employee in function on the front line and learning and adapting. And I think that sort of when you look at the survey in the frame, and we try to frame the questions in a much more tailored way to really focus on what are the root cause analysis of certain issues. And what I think is fascinating is there is a continued acknowledgement that we have work to do in being able to develop our people across the board, have different methodologies and ways of training so that people have more visibility. Mm-hmm. Agility with respect to skill sets, which allows individuals who have intellectual curiosity to learn more and to really have that upskilling across the board. So what I found fascinating is even though we've done the survey year in and year out, this year's survey is very interesting in the context of people talking about it in the context of not only tone and culture, but recognizing that there has to be some meat on the bone that is much more prescriptive in being to upskill our folks and professionals across many dimensions and organizations. And I think that's incredibly a reminder of the fact that at the end of the day, we all are human beings,
right?
And we rely on each other. And that means there's going to be human frailty. There's going to be human error. And as a result, it's a continuous improvement journey. Mm-hmm. And it's about reasonableness in taking the data that you had before and getting better. And yeah. I think that's one of the things that comes out of the survey in terms of some of the tailored questions we asked, which was pretty insightful. I think people are getting better level of maturity knowing that it's not an end, it's a journey and a continuous improvement that we all will undertake as our organizations are dynamic commercially, our compliance and ethics programs need to also be dynamic as well.
Mm-hmm. And pulling all of that together, I would say at the core of it all is just taking on that human-centric approach. We cannot forget that, which is really driving the report on a lot of the data findings. Lee Benjama, thank you so much for your time. For everyone on the line, this year's Global Integrity Report 2024 will be released in May, and Ethisphere will bring you a series of conversations and thought leadership, just like what you heard from Lee Benjama, unpacking the data findings and EY's recommendations. So for everyone on the line, you just heard from Lee Benjama, EY America's Forensic and Integrity Services Leader and EY Global Client Service Partner. We'll be back at 3:30 with another conversation. Thank you, Lee Ben.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you as well.
Take care.